Well, the first time I found golf, I actually found it on my own. I was walking to school, and on my way to the school, I knew there was a golf course back there, not too far off the road, and I was about 8 years old, and I kind of ventured over there, and I had to go through the woods to get there of about maybe about 150 yards of worth of woods. And so I said, I'm going to go see what this is all about. And before I even got to the golf course, I liked it because I saw a deer, some squirrels, heard the birds sing, and I popped out of the woods there, and I was right by the 18th tee of our local golf course. And I just happened to see a guy hit a ball off the tee, and it went about 200, I'm guessing now probably about 250 yards. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot further than I can throw a baseball or kick a football. So I was kind of intrigued by the flight of the ball. And I went home that day, and I told my dad, and he asked me if I would like to go check it out further. And I said, sure. So we went to the local golf course, and it was kind of like a semi-private course. It was open to the public. You could be a member, and it wasn't. The thing about the course was everybody knew it was a good golf course, but it was in pretty bad condition. The condition was never very good, but we knew it was a good golf course. Now, and not to get off the subject, but about 40 years later, when I wrote it's actually more than that, probably about, maybe 40 years later, when I wrote a book, we did some research, and we found out that the course was built by a guy named Ward Wilkins, which that doesn't mean anything except for the fact that he was the number one assistant to A.W. Tillinghast. Okay. And Tillinghast actually got the job, but he felt like his assistant was ready for his first job, and so he gave him the project. But they say Tillinghast was out there all the time, which is it makes sense to me because the layout was fantastic. So anyhow, we went and talked to my dad. Took me to the golf pro, and I told him I wanted to try to learn how to play golf. And he gave me a club. Sooner or later, he gave me a golf club, which, again, is relevant to today because the golf club that he gave me was a cut-down Robert T. Jones Jr. driver. And he also gave me a 6-iron. And so when I went to the Bob Jones Awards dinner at the U.S. Open this year, I took that club. I still have it. The club, I've had the club for 60 years, and it was old when I got it. And so I took it with me, and I used it as my visual aid to demonstrate the fact that ever since day one in my golf career, I've had a connection with Mr. Jones. And now I was getting his award, and the whole thing came full circle. And the other interesting part about that is that Jack and Barbara Nicklaus were my presenter for the award, and when I showed the club to Jack, he said, "That's like the first, just like the one I had when I started. I got him from my dad."
Really?
So I thought those were two tremendous coincidences.